Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Jozen Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Oh, I'm so excited. We have a great show for all of you. We have back on the Josie Show. We haven't had them on for, you know, a while. So I'm really looking forward to being able to catch up with them. So we have Savannah Osler and Nathan Osmond. And we're going to be talking to them about their upcoming movies. So I'm looking forward to it. And the movie that they did prior. So we're going to talk about both. But yeah, so I hope you really enjoyed this interview. And just stay tuned for the whole show. You won't want to miss a second. Here we go. Let's play. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guests, Savannah Osler and Nathan Osmond. Hello.
Hello.
Great
hello.
To hear your voice again.
Oh, it's so great to hear both of your voices. It's been so long since we've had you guys, you know, on the Josie Show, each individually. But now we have you both on at the same time because you guys have been working together on some movies. So I wanted to first talk about the brand new movie that you've been working on titled Buster Brooks. So what are the roles you both play in the creation of this movie?
Yeah, that's a question. And first of all, thank you so much for having us, Josie. It's so fun that we're here together, right, Nathan?
Heck yeah.
So Nathan was a co-producer on our last film together, and he also played himself and performed music for it. So with this movie, he's acting in it as well, and we're going to have him write new original country songs for the movie. So we're really excited about that because Buster Brooks is about a small-town farm boy who moves to Hollywood with his pet rooster in order to make it in the movie and ultimately save the family farm.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies meets Napoleon Dynamite, you know? It's a complete fish-out-of-water story. He goes to Hollywood, brings his pet rooster. By the way, his name is Edgar. You know what his full name is? Edgar Allan Crow.
I love that. As it should be.
It's so funny because even though, like, I came up with it, like, I can't say his full name without, like, just smiling.
Exactly.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of humor, a lot of heartfelt stuff as well. You see, Buster Brooks is on the autism spectrum. I got a son that's on that spectrum, too. So I think it's going to resonate with a lot of families, and you're just going to fall in love with this main character. And he's going out there to follow his dreams, just like that movie that I got to star in. By the way, I did not cast myself as myself. That was all Savannah. But
I was
so honored to get to work on her past film that when she asked me about this upcoming Buster Brooks movie, I said, oh, this is going to be great. I'm excited to work with her again.
I am beaming. Nathan, he's just the coolest. You're the coolest, Nathan.
You're the coolest.
No, you are.
Love fest. I love it. I love it. No, you guys are both, you really are, and you guys work very well together. You could tell. And I'm very excited to, you know, find out more about this movie and see it. But I do see that there are opportunities available to be a part of the movie. So how can people get involved?
Yeah. Well, so right now we literally just greenlit the project on Steven Spark. We raised over $90,000, which is insane for crowdfunding.
Yeah, incredible.
Right. So right now we have an email list where you can sign up for updates as far as casting, crew, and any other updates as well. You just go to BusterBrooks.com. That's B as in boy, U-S-T-E-R, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.com.
Like Garth Brooks.
And, yeah, like that's yeah. right, like Garth Brooks. And, you know, it's for folks who still want to support us, you know, the movie financially and pick up one of the perks, they can always email me as well. My email should be listed on the website.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's a
wonderful.
Great thing to be involved in. You know, Robert Redford brought, you know, Hollywood to Utah. We're bringing Utah to Hollywood. And
yeah,
it's so fun to be able to be part of a good family entertainment type story that's all about pursuing your dream. No matter how big your dream might be, even if you got a pet rooster by your side, you know, you can go after and do anything in this world you want to do, and there's no stopping Buster Brooks. But it's going to be fun.
Oh,
it's going to be a lot of kind of redneck, you know. He's like leaves his state to go to California to save the family farm and to pursue the dream of being a movie superstar. You know, this is something that's really cool because my friend Savannah Osler here, Diallo, she actually lived a lot of these same stories that Buster Brooks is living. It was inspired by her own story of going out to Hollywood and meeting a bunch of characters, because, you know, there's a lot of characters in Hollywood. So, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how Buster Brooks reacts to all of these experiences.
Yeah. I couldn't have
yeah, so if you want to be part of the movie, if you want a part in the movie, if you want to help with the crew, the cast, whatever it is, make sure you go to BusterBrooks.com and email Savannah, and she'll show you how to get involved in that.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you do that. That's wonderful. Well, I cannot wait for this. And I also love that, you know, there's so many movies and TV shows that surround, you know, around, like, a main character being on the autism spectrum, you know. So I think that's really cool. And
yeah.
I, like you said before, that it's going to really resonate with a lot of families. And so I'm really looking forward to that because you don't see that a lot. And I want to also talk about, Nathan, tell us a little bit about getting ready to write the music for this movie. How do you go about writing for a movie? How do you do that? What are steps that you take?
Well, you know, you just kind of have to know the storyline, know the character, know the scene and the feeling of the scene. I think if you kind of have those elements together, you start to come up with some clever ideas. You know, talking to Savannah, she's got a great way of describing, you know, the character, describing the emotion. And I think that if I know where the song's going to be used, what's the overall objective of the song, then we go from there. You know, I have this song called Welcome to the Party that I wrote, and I thought this would be the perfect song for this fundraiser event that took place in the last film, you know. And we're trying to set the tone from a Nashvillean type sound, country music, driving party. And I got everybody saying, yee-haw, you know, and this whole group sound. And so you just create it. It's like painting with music.
That's so brilliant, painting with music, because you're right. It's like each scene has its own color, unique color palette, you know, and, you know, you want that music to really fit that tone of the scene, and not only the tone of the scene, but the characters. You know, each character, especially in a movie as quirky as Buster Brooks, you know, they're going to have their own little unique theme, you know, like music theme. So it's going to be a blast. It's going to be very much paying homage to, like, the Beverly Hillbillies and all those classic fish-out-of-water comedies that are, you know, just wholesome and family-friendly. That's what we love. The kind of movies we love to make are those ones that you can just sit down and watch and enjoy with your whole family.
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely going to be some banjo in there. And
banjo.
As well as some Hollywood cinematic sounding, you know, film soundtrack as well, because that's where he's going. He is a fish out of water. He's going from the farmville, you know, to Hollywood. And as you know, you see these kids that show up for American Idol auditions and they're complete fishes out of water. It's just not, they're not used to it, right? And Tinseltown is a little bit different than Oklahoma or, you know, where he's coming from. And so that's going to be the cool part, is to see how he adjusts to the characters that he runs into in Hollywood. And like I said, Savannah Osler left Utah. She may have gone to East Hollywood High School in Utah, but it was a whole lot different in real Hollywood. But she's done all sorts of film work and commercial work down there and got involved and produced. And I mean, you've done all sorts of different types of movies, Savannah. But you lived this, and that's where the idea came from, was taking some of her own real-life experiences and turning it into a movie about a kid named Buster Brooks. I love that. I love just seeing like Spielberg, you know, the Fablemans that just came out about his own life, turned his own childhood, you know, stories into a new movie. And that's kind of what Buster Brooks is, because Savannah lived a lot of these stories, and it's going to be fun to see it up on the big screen.
Well, it's funny because Hollywood is just such a crazy place to begin with. And I mean, yeah, I moved there when I was like 19, just fresh off the bus. I'm like, I'm going to, you know, and it's just such a...
Oh, my goodness. That must have been nerve-wracking.
Oh, wait. Talk about...
Oh, yeah.
I knew no one. And, like, I get there, and, you know, you have this certain vision of what Hollywood is. And then you're down there, and you're on walking Hollywood Boulevard, and you see, yeah, there's these iconic... you know, like the handprints of the, you know, great on-screen icons and the stars, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then just like 5 feet away, you see a guy behind you puking in a trash can.
Or a headless Elmo. You see all these characters on that Walk of Fame. You know, our family has a star on the Walk of Fame. I told Savannah, you got to get the Osmond family star in the movie.
Yes!
Right?
Plug.
Yes.
But Hollywood Fun. I remember they made it Osmond Family Day at Tinseltown when we got that star. And there's just the magic down there. We absolutely love it. I grew up in L.A., the Burbank area, during the Donnie Marie shows. And so all the big TV stars used to come there. But then we built our studios in Utah, and they'd always come up to Utah, and they come to our house. So I lived a really different childhood that I guess my wife said I should write a book called That's Not Normal. But you know what? The Buster Brooks story is anything but normal, and nobody's there to tell him he can't do it, and that's why he's going after his dream.
That's right.
That's right. I love that. How did you two meet? Like, how did you guys come together to start this? I mean, how did you guys initially meet? That's what I want to know.
So this is a hilarious story, Josie. My mom's always been a huge Osmond fan, right? Always.
Yeah.
And she had tickets to a Nathan Osmond concert here in Utah. And I, you know, she just invited me. She said, yeah, come to this Nathan Osmond concert with me, you know, mom and dad, daughter date. And I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds fun. I wasn't very familiar with Nathan's music because I love music, but I've never been, like, a huge country fan. I know. Don't. Like,
and Nathan's like, oh, I'm out. Yeah. Absolutely.
Nathan,
I'm a country convert myself.
I'm a country convert. Yes, that's it.
That's right.
But we were in the front row. And he was just amazing. You know, his stage presence, he was rocking that full house. And these shows, he had 2 shows the same night, all sold out. And so we went to the meet and greet afterwards, and my mom, she just kind of nudged me and said, Savannah, why don't you go tell him you're a filmmaker? At the time, I had made my first movie, Twice the Dream, and I was just in the fundraising process and the screenwriting process of the second film, of the sequel. And I said, oh, okay, I was a little shy. I don't know. I was like, I just wasn't sure, you know, like what to say. So I was like, you know, first of all, Nathan,
right.
love your show, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to be in my next movie?
You can believe a face.
Well, that's the thing is that she comes walking up to me, hey, I'm a movie director. Would you like to be in my movie? I mean, what am I going to say? No. I didn't know she was going to cast me as myself. And I'd done a few other movies before, but I was like, well, sure. You know, and I didn't know how serious she was, but she was serious as a heart attack. She went out, did all the fundraising, just like we're doing with this film right now, Buster Brooks. And she raised the funds. She got Alison Arngren from Little House on the Prairie in the movie. She got me and the whole great cast put together. And it was exciting. But, you know, COVID was going on, so it shut down the whole world. And Nashville, Tennessee, where this movie was supposed to take place, was shut down. So I said, well, I've got a recording studio. I've got a whole sound stage. You want to come film there? And so because I was able to be instrumental in opening some doors and helping to facilitate, you know, the actual production side of this thing, she surprised me when I interviewed her on my podcast. She says, Nathan, just because of all your help and everything, I just want to let you know we're giving you co-producer credits on this film. But she's the one that went out there with her husband, Steve, and the two of them really brought that together. And it's a great movie called Even in Dreams. You go to evenindreams.com. You can watch the trailer or buy a copy of it. But we want to just make sure everybody knows about that film. But Buster Brooks is the next Even in Dreams. And want everybody to know where they can be part of this and maybe even be in the movie by going to busterbrooks.com.
That's right. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait for the new movie. But, you know, as you touched on, Even in Dreams is available now. It's available on DVD and Blu-ray, your first movie together.
Yes.
Even in Dreams. I love it. And you, of course, you acted in it, Nathan, and you were a part of it. And it's interesting that you did that during COVID. That must have been a very different experience because it was very up in the air for
goodness.
A lot of people.
It was.
You know?
But it's so funny that you said, you know, I got to act in it. Really, I did it. I was on the first, you know, the first day of shooting of my part,
right.
and I said to Savannah, hey, Savannah, how do I get into character? She goes, just be yourself.
That's true.
Well, literally, I cast him playing himself. You know, I needed the central character, Sam, the young musician who just moved to Nashville, to have some sort of, like, country music mentor. And it just made so much sense after I met Nathan at his concert. I'm like, he fit the bill. We're having Nathan Osmond, you're playing yourself in the movie, you know. And but
what a compliment.
You watch the movie.
Right, that's how I
got it. I don't get to
it,
play
you know?
Myself in movies every day. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, he's so natural. You're so natural, Nathan, in the film. You're just, you shine, right? I just, I love it. And I love working with you. I love working with our whole cast. And it was just, even though we you know, definitely hit some bumps in the road with COVID, that, like, tripled our, I'm not even kidding.
right.
So there might have been a few years taken from my life, like, from the other stress of all that. But we come back stronger than ever, and now we're ready to take on the world again.
Yes.
That's
right.
I'm
so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We want you along for the ride, Josie.
I'm going to be there for the ride because I'm so excited about this. You know, and I hope other people do get involved as well for the new one, Buster Brooks. And can you give out the websites for both movies, Even in Dreams and Buster Brooks, so people can go and find both of them?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So for the movie we finished a couple years ago, evenindreams.com. You can also look up IMDb, Even in Dreams. And this new one, Buster.com. You spell Brooks like Garth Brooks, and you can sign up for updates, casting crew updates, or if you'd like to financially support it as well. We do have corporate sponsorships and product placement available as well. So for any business owners, that's a fun perk we have as well.
Yes, perfect, perfect. I do hope everyone gets
involved.
We got to
put Josie in the film. I think that would be fun.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I'm glad you said that. I wasn't going to put it out there, but I'm like, hey, if you guys need an extra or somebody, you know, to carry your coffee, I am there.
I think you would be great in it. Josie, you could be like one of the girls on Hollywood Boulevard.
Shoot, yes. I'll be walking. I'll be looking at the stars. I will do a heck of a job, too. Shoot.
Yes, you will.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd
great. Love that.
You got the Hollywood vibe about you. Let's get you on there. That'd be fun. But that's the
right?
thing I love is that I've done other movies, and I've worked with a lot of great directors and producers and things, but Savannah Osler was right up there with the top. She did a great job.
God.
It was just as professional as any set I've been on. I mean, the cast, the crew, everybody. Yeah, it was just such a magic, you know, and that comes across on the screen, that it's one of those heartfelt things. It's very kind of had that Hallmark magic, you know, because it's something that you can bring the whole family to. And I know that Buster Brooks is going to be that same way. So if you're looking for a good family, clean entertainment, this is going to be like Napoleon Dynamite on steroids meets the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, with a rooster. And we'd love to invite all your listeners to come and support it. So BusterBrooks.com, and let's get you in the film. I think the more the merrier.
That's it. Yeah. Yes, I agree. I would love that. That would be amazing. Just to work with both of you and actually meet, like, see you guys in person would be amazing. That would be a dream for me, just right there. Yes.
Well, let's make it happen.
Let's make that happen. Right?
We're all about seeing dreams come true, you know? I think
exactly.
For anyone, any listeners out there, anyone who has a dream, you know, just do not let anyone tell you what is impossible, because you have to decide for yourself what is possible. If I had listened to, you know, because I had so many people, and I'm sure you, Josie, and Nathan, you're in the same boat. Like, we had countless people telling us, like, what was possible and what was impossible, you know? And it's just a good thing we didn't listen to them, you know? You have to stick
exactly.
to your ground, believe in yourself, and just know, no, I'm going to decide what is possible. And that's it, you know?
Absolutely.
Right. We set our own bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
You know, my initials are N-O. I've been told my no my whole life. Good
right,
thing I'm dyslexic.
My...
No looks like on. You tell me no, bring it on.
Oh, I like that. My initials are so, S-O, like so.
There you go,
right?
So. No so, that's what they call
that.
Us, no so.
No so, okay. There you go, that's amazing. I love that. I love it. And for those who want to also follow each of you individually, because I know you guys are on social networking sites and you have websites of your own. Can you give out those websites as well, please?
Yeah, sure.
You go first, Savannah.
So my website is just the production company website. So you'll find me on the Even in Dreams and Buster Brooks website. But I am on Instagram at Savannah. Savannah Osler, Osceler. And I'm also on TikTok, ironically. That Savvy Girl.
That Savvy Girl knows how to burp, too. You got to see her burping video. It's hilarious. But you got to follow
hilarious.
Her. Great. She's a great entertainer.
Yes, hidden talent.
I live to entertain.
It's so good. And my website is NathanOsmond.com. That's my official, you know, website. You can also, if you need a mortgage, go to OsmondHomeLoans.com. Shameless plug. But I'm also on social media, on Facebook. It's Nathan Osmond Music. That's my official Nathan Osmond fan page. Or if you're on Instagram, follow me at Nathan Osmond. And you'll be able to learn more about this guy than you want to know. So. We'd love to have you guys follow us, and we'll follow you back, perhaps, you know? Just let's connect. I do Facebook Lives every morning on that page, so if you're on Facebook, join me on my ride into work every day. It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, I'm on Facebook as well. I totally forgot. Just the same name, Savannah Osler.
By the way, we're giving away a big package of beef. on my Instagram pages. So if you guys want to go enter to win a big package of watermelon beef, now's the chance to get in. It's going to be fun. Hey. We like to do giveaways.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Get it when the taking's good. Get it when the getting's
yes.
good.
You like T-bones? You like...
Yes.
This package we're giving out is pretty awesome. But, yeah, I've got some contests going on right now on social media.
Nice. I love that. Well, you both are just amazing. And I hope after the show, everyone follows both of you and see what you guys do individually. But then also, of course, people have to check out the movie that you guys did, Even in Dreams. And then also, Buster Brooks is coming. It is coming. The next movie, the second movie that you guys did together is coming. Yes.
Absolutely.
I am so excited for it. They're coming around the mountain.
It really is. And I want to thank you both so much for joining me again here on the Josie Show. And anytime you both want to come on or, you know, individually, if you guys have work coming your way, let me know.
Sure.
I'd love to have you both back on. Yes.
Well, we're so glad to be back on with you. Thank you for the invite, Josie. We're big fans of your show. And to all your listeners, thanks for supporting Josie. She's a true rock star. And thanks for helping us spread the word about Buster Brooks.
Of course. Anytime. It's my pleasure. Oh, it's my pleasure. It really is. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all rock. I will talk to you guys real soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, Josie.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Such a fun interview with Savannah Ostler and Nathan Osmond. Please make sure you check out their new movie coming soon. Make sure you follow them for details and you know, keep up with all of the latest and greatest. And before we go here, I do want to talk about tickets for the 9th Annual Josie Music Awards. They're available now at josiemusicawards.com. And if you go to josiemusicawards.com and go to the tickets tab, you can also see the tickets for the gala. You can find the tickets for the JMA Fest at the Nashville Zoo, and then, of course, the final day at the award show. So you could check out all of that ticket info, whichever events you want to go to, or if you want to go and join us for all three events, you can. You can get those tickets at josiemusicawards.com. Yes, so I am so excited. It's going to be such a great show. We already are in all of the full planning mode as of right now, and it is looking like it's going to be a great show. And you got to join us. You never know who's going to be there. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what kind of surprises we have up our sleeves. It's always a good time, and it's always a huge family reunion. It really is, with music artists from all over the world. So you definitely want to join in. If it's your first time, come on down. You will not regret it. I promise you that. And so I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye. Mwah.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.